My name is Ian Xu, Dr. Z, Microsoft Architect Evangelist. With me today are Kevin and Derek at PointAbout. We are going to talk about a Windows Phone application or configurator they put together. But before we get started, Kevin and Derek, can you introduce yourself first?
Sure. My name is Kevin Lane. I'm a technical project manager here at PointAbout. PointAbout is a two-year-old startup based in D.C. We create applications for iPhone, Windows Phone, Android, BlackBerry, and lots of other platforms. Our central product is a product called AppMaker. It's an application creator for the general public and general users, non-developer users, to allow people to be able to create applications without any development skill, and soon to launch on Android and Microsoft Windows Phone, currently launched on iPhone.
My name is Derek Tiffany. I'm a developer here at PointAbout. As Kevin mentioned, we do a lot of different platforms, but I've been focused here in the past several months on the Microsoft platforms, and specifically Windows Phone 7.
Kevin, Derek, I've seen that application configured on Windows Phone 7. So tell us what it is.
Sure. So the application creator tool, we're not totally sure of the name just yet, but it's basically what it is a way for non-developer users to create applications. You basically pick feeds and pick artwork and colors, and you're able to create applications on the fly with no development skill. This idea was born out of our product set. It's called AppMaker. Right now, currently it runs on iPhone. And how that works is you have a general user that's not a developer come to a web portal and create their own iPhone application. We really felt very strongly that the Windows Phone 7 brand is going to be very successful, and we'd like to be able to extend that platform to Windows Phone 7 and have general users create their own Windows Phone 7 applications as well. Then sort of beyond that application that gets created by that tool, we'd like to have developers be able to create custom applications on top of the application core that we've created using this tool. So really the tool is a way for non-developers to be able to create applications and then have a baseline for additional custom work on top of that.
Yeah. And I think that's the key. You know, we're creating an application that can be deployed to the marketplace without opening Visual Studio, without opening Blend, without writing a line of code. And it's a great way to deploy an app very, very quickly for non-developers.
I would like to know a little bit more about the application, if I may. Really specifically, how things work behind the scenes, without really getting too much detail.
Yeah, certainly. So on the configuration tool, on the desktop configuration tool, what we do is we have a ZAP file that's actually bundled within the application. When the user selects their options and makes their choices, that gets extracted and modified in memory and then put out on disk. It's a lot of fun. It's really neat because you're able to take that application file and handle it just like a zip. Stick files in, JPEGs. Kevin mentioned some of the configuration options for branding and imaging. That can just go right into that ZAP file without rebuilding the entire project. It was a lot of fun. It's great for the end users to have that simplification, because when we first started, we actually had to do a whole local build on the machine. We actually had to spit out the whole Visual Studio project, launch MS Build, which works, and it's great. And that for enterprise users for customization, we might have that as well. But for a very simplistic kind of branding experience and the feeds and simple types of customization that we did, it's great for the end user to have that very quick save, you're done, and you have an application.
You said this application is for non-developers. What exactly can they do with this configurator?
So for the enterprise user, let's say that the user is trying to create an application for a government organization that deals with disasters, let's say. What they can actually do is take this tool, plug in various feeds that display different kinds of content, could be geographical content through GeoRSS, Twitter feeds, YouTube feeds, any kind of different RSS feed that you can think of with various media types, and have those for display on the application and display in the Metro UI format. They can also customize the submission portion of the application. So the ability to submit data to a database. So in this case, maybe the user would want to have the ability to send a picture of a disaster site off to their central database, so they could configure the application to take pictures and issue a text description and send that off to a database. And so it really allows you to kind of take in data and also send off data. And so those are the core pieces of an application, and there's a lot of different customization that can happen around that. An enterprise user could also change the color and branding for the application, the font color, the font size, the color of the app, the logo, to really suit their different needs. So if you wanted to have an application for each individual hurricane or each individual earthquake, you could do that, and you could have them branded specifically for those different types. So it's very, very customizable within the scope of those two pieces of functionality.
So for users, what does it take for them to install and run the application?
So we have an installer and installs a WPF application that's based on .NET 3.5. The application, it's actually kind of neat how it works. The application actually has a zap file embedded in it, and we treat that zap like a zip file. So once the user fills out on a form the feeds that they want, colors, assets like pictures and images, we take that zap file, spit it out on disk, and we replace the assets in it that we need to, and save it as a zap file.
So the beauty of this application is that you can actually take these applications and directly upload them to the Windows Marketplace. So really what you have is an enterprise application creator that allows you to produce applications en masse, and they're ready to go with your own names and on the market. So for enterprise users, this type of tool will be available for license fee. And a few months from now, we'll actually have a public version for individual users, which will most likely be free. And so there'll be kind of, there are two pieces to this, on the enterprise tool and then the free version for the general public, which is coming in a few months. The main difference between the enterprise version and the eventual free public version is the submission of data portion, where the user can actually submit data to a database. The general public version will not have that feature. And it's a critical feature for enterprise users, to be sure.
So here we have the application configuration tool. We have several tabs here that relate to the functionality that we can customize. Main one being the feeds that we can bring in, some general information, the name of the application, version information. We have some of the branding and the image information that we can customize as far as icons, background images, colors. And then this is the database submission customization where we can do, where we can actually customize the fields that show the end user, and we can also make portions of it visible and invisible depending on exactly the type of application that they want to make. So here I'm going to create a Windows Phone 7 application very quickly. Here I'm going to enter in the URL to the RSS feed that we want to pull in, which in this case is from FEMA. I'm going to give that a name. And actually, instead of adding all these in manually, I'm going to open an existing configuration file, an existing application that we've done. And so here you can see all of the feeds that we had before filled in. Here's the name of the application. We've called this FEMA Mobile. Images, and in this case, the submission, the data submission that we're doing, this is for taking pictures of disasters and geolocating them and being able to show where they are very quickly. I click Save Zap, and now give it a name, FEMA.zap, click on Save, and we have created a Windows Phone 7 application. So now that we've created an application, we can actually quickly look at that on screen, preview it. I'm going to close the configuration tool, and I'm going to open the Zap deployment tool. And this is a tool that comes with the Microsoft Windows Phone SDK with the development tools. And this allows us to preview a application either on a phone, on a device that is plugged in, or on an emulator. And so we're going to look at the emulator version of that. And we are going to pull up the application that I just built. There it is, FEMA.zap. And we are going to deploy it. That should bring up the emulator. There it is. And it is going to very quickly take that zap file, that application file, and allow us to run it. This is a simplified version of the Windows Phone 7 start screen, and there's our application, FEMA Mobile, with the icon that we had chosen. And if we click on that and bring that up, this is a navigation screen that shows the feeds that we had selected. If we click on that first feed, the disasters feed, this relates to the information from the RSS feed that we entered in, as well as the other feeds that we had selected, including YouTube and some geo data. In this case, this is earthquakes with our geo location. So the other piece that we have is the data submission piece. In this case, in the FEMA example, we might be taking pictures of hurricanes, earthquakes, various disasters out in the field. So we selected a photo. We also have the ability to geotag that photo. And then finally, we have the ability to enter in a description of what we're looking at, as well as a severity, low, medium, high. We're going to submit that, and that has now gone up to an Azure database. For the enterprise version of this product, that database would presumably be hosted by the client, or they might have a way to get that data out of our pre-existing database, our example database that we have.
It's great that, you know, we've seen how this application works, what it is, but what's your future plan for this application, maybe other applications?
Sure. So, as we already discussed, the enterprise tools available currently. And it's available for end users to be able to create custom applications on the fly without being a developer. In addition to that, in about a month and a half, we'll be launching the Windows Phone version of AppMaker, and that will be for the general public. It'll be lighter in features than the enterprise version, obviously, but still pretty robust. And then in addition to that, we're also creating custom applications that are not based on the configuration tool, but are kind of more custom affairs.
Kevin and Derek, this has been a very great discussion. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy it.